Hey everyone, welcome to the Mass Construction Show. I'm your host Joe Kelly, and this is a podcast about all things construction in Massachusetts and beyond. Mascons, today we're going to talk about apparel, but more importantly, we're going to talk about a collaboration that Mass Construction is doing with Basement Tribe as a way to support their organization and the work they do with young people in the Boston, Chelsea, surrounding communities. I think it's a great opportunity for us to grow the brand and align ourselves with a group that is doing the things that we think are important for our community. So any place you can help support, share ideas, that would be excellent. If you could also help share, like, write reviews of the podcast, that helps us as well. Appreciate all your support that everyone has given to date. Couldn't do this without you, couldn't do it with your ideas, couldn't do it without your listening and telling others about the show. Enjoy the show. All right, today I want to talk a little bit about something that I've been working on. We're looking at doing some apparel for Mass Construction. The hoodies kind of unintentionally did well. I printed up some to do for a cigar meetup, and when I was sharing it, a bunch of people kind of mentioned, like, hey, where can I get one of those? So at first I didn't have any mechanism to, you know, sell them or anything, so I just kind of sent, you know, or if I knew the person, I would drop one off and say, hey, you want one? But then I just kind of bootlegged something, and there seemed to be a little bit more interest. So I said, hey, I'll sell them. People wanted them. I really liked them, so I felt comfortable selling them. I liked, like, the two-tone with the gray and black, like the inside of the hood, one color, the outside, different color. And they worked, and a lot of people were interested. And that was exciting. We're able to do another one in black. You know, some people really like the black, some people really like the gray. And I think it was good. And I thought a lot about it and why people were interested. And I think it had a lot to do with something that I felt about the commercial construction industry in general, which is, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there if you're a residential builder, whether it's, you know, fine home building or, you know, the folks at the Modern Craftsman, they do a great job. Essential Craftsman, he does a great job. And there is stuff if you're building homes. There's a lot of stuff out there that you can get both online with websites and social media and magazines and a lot of stuff geared towards that community, but there's not much geared towards the commercial construction community as far as I can tell. And that's part of the reason for doing the podcast. There was nothing in that podcast space either. I think about E&R. This will date me, right? Like in college, I remember getting like E&R the magazine and reading about just like amazing things, whether it was a dam or, you know, road work or a building and how they handled like putting dampeners on it for wind load because how much the thing was going to move. And I was like, you know, it was just cool stuff to me, things that I wanted to read about and interesting things. But, you know, there isn't really that much of a place for that right now. Like Construction Junkies is good. Construction Dive has some articles. But there's no place for somebody who's interested in that. And I feel like so many other professions have, you know, outlets or representations of those industries, but for whatever reason, commercial construction doesn't have that. So I was thinking, you know, what else would kind of be interesting to me, or what else do I think would be interesting to other people? And I think this is a, you know, real small audience, but, you know, how could that apparel stick with that theme, right? So I thought about finding particular tools that were very like recognizable by people in the construction industry, in the commercial construction industry in specific, or phrases, right? I think if you saw a recent Instagram post, you'll start to see that I've, you know, begun to work with Basement Tribe. And one of the concepts I thought about was like Raising Gang, right? Raising Gang, for the people that aren't in the space or just newer starting out, Raising Gang is kind of the phrase used for the group of iron workers that erect the steel. So the Raising Gang will bring it up, and then you'll have bolter uppers, people doing the decking. There's different, I don't know if groups is the right word, but different kind of, and trades isn't the right word. So different specialties within the iron worker trade. You know, you could do mismetals. So raising gang would be a phrase that the average person walking down the street isn't going to know what that is. But if you were in the industry, you'd be like, oh, hey, that's cool. Like, raising gang, I've never seen that kind of thing before. You know, you could identify with it. I also think that a lot of what we do is about education and educating ourselves and to hear what other people are doing, whether they're business owners or in a particular trade or role within a construction company, like, oh, what is this estimator doing, or what is this VDC manager or risk manager doing, and how do they look at things? So there's that educational component, and I think to start, Raising Gang was kind of a good place, and I'm not 100% sure I do that, but Raising Gang kind of represents, you know, we're raising up our level of everybody, you know, so we can be better at what we do or be better to go on to do something different if something different is what we want to do. So there was that play on, like, the Raising Gang. The Mass Construction logo has a crane, right, with something. You can't see what it is, but you see the lines coming down, so it's picking something. So I think the Raising Gang really hit all the buttons, but I'm trying to think, and I have been thinking, I have a lot of ideas about other images, phrases, words that mean something to, or are easily identifiable for people in our space, and something that, you know, I would like to wear as a way to kind of represent our industry, because I also think there's a fair amount of negativity towards the construction space, or kind of looking down. You know, you just ask the average person, they hear you're in construction, and, you know, they automatically think you're, you know, digging dishes or driving a bulldozer or something, you know, and all these preconceived ideas about, you know, what are the people, how are they educated, and, you know, how do they communicate? I remember someone, when I talked about the fact that I do education for construction companies, you know, the guy's response, and just out of ignorance and being naive, you know, it's like, oh, well, that must be tough, because, you know, like, and alluding to that, you know, the people in the room would be kind of Neanderthals or whatever. And I was just like, you know, this person, I didn't know them that well, but they clearly don't get what we do. They don't get the complexity of what we do in all the roles, right? So there's a misconception. I could even remember, like, when I was going to Wentworth, and I had friends there at Boston College. So I was at a party over there one time, and, you know, just talking with a bunch of people. One of them happened to be a female, and, you know, oh, where do you go? I go to Wentworth. Oh, what are you majoring in? And I was like, oh, construction management. And, you know, I wasn't looking to pick the girl up or anything. We were just having a conversation. And it immediately went to, like, oh, I have zero interest in this person now. And, you know, that's really unfortunate. So I think if there's a way to also, like, change perception and get it into as part of the culture and the mainstream, people might start understand, you know, maybe it's a way to get people to understand a little bit about what we do. But if no other reason, it's just something that I feel like I would connect with. I want to do that thing. I want to have, you know, whether it's a spud wrench or a phrase like tin knocker that someone would get that most people wouldn't get, or, you know, staying with phrases, whether it's like snap a line or certain images that you would immediately connect to the construction world. I think there's a lot of room to run there. It could be just a particular tool, right? A unique tool that someone would know what that is, but most people wouldn't. So that's the concept. And I'm throwing it out there because I'd be interested in what you guys think. A, whether you would be interested in that, or, you know, do you have any thoughts on what would be a good way or good images or phrases? Like, I even think just like the hook from the crane, right? In some way incorporating that, or someone had a great idea about, you know, having an iron worker, like, hooking a beam up, but have the beam say Mass Construction or something like that. Or maybe it's just like a TC bolt on the shirt. Any of those ideas that, and, you know, someone would get that right away if they were in that space, if they were in our space. So those are the ideas. If you have any of those ideas, please pass them on to me. I'm interested in hearing them. There's also a second component to this. This isn't just about, you know, creating a concept or apparel or whatever the right word is, merch, a lot of people would like to say. I'm not a fan of that. There's another layer to this, which is how can this be a way to help too, right? So I want to work with local people that, are talented in, whether they're professional, artists now, amateur artists. So one woman that I started working with, Chantel, and, she happens to be an architect, so she kind of understands the things that I'm talking about, and the images I'm trying to portray. There's also the Basement Tribe, which I want to talk about today. That is a nonprofit, but they're almost like a, they're not even formed nonprofit yet, right? They're just this group. It's led up by William, and I should get you William's handle for Instagram, and I also want to get you the Basement Tribe's handle. So in William and a number of other volunteers work with youth to try and encourage them to be better and get exposure to different things, whether it's art or business. Peter Welch's gym in South Boston, I believe they donate their space and allow the kids to have lessons. So you'll see a lot of them working out in the gym. And it's just about giving the youth an opportunity and an experience. And, William does some great work, as well as a lot of the other people that help out. And part of what they do, in some senses, is art. So there's a young woman that's part of that program, and she's another person that's helping me create images for the sweatshirt. So I would really like, I'm not 100% sure if it's a sweatshirt or not, but I would really like this to be an opportunity to help that organization, right? So it gives us an outlet to kind of showcase our industry, help an organization that's really doing great work with young people. And I think that's something that I could be proud of and something that you could be proud of supporting. That's what's happening. I would love to know what you think about the concept. Would love to know if you'd be willing to participate. Part of the program is that I'm compensating anyone from Basement Tribe that's helping. And I think I might want to find a way to maybe do some sharing of any profit off the sweatshirts with Basement Tribe as well. I have to figure that out. I don't know what all the costs look like. To date, there's been some great people. Skip at Atlantic Air already promised to buy half a dozen as a way to support. Interestingly, a handful of other people also offered to buy shirts, all females. I wonder if they're just interested in supporting the young female that's helping me on the design. That's great. Thank you for everybody that did reach out and start to support kind of in a pre-order sense. That was awesome. But at this point, would love feedback. Would love for you to share your ideas. I'd love for you to share the podcast and let me know what you think.